כל המטרה של היצר הרע היא שתפסיק לרצות. The whole point, the whole goal of the יצר הרע is for a person to stop wanting. שתפסיק להאמין בעצמך. The person should stop believing in himself. שתפסיק להתפלל על זה. The person will stop davening on it. וכל עוד אתה חזק בדרך וממשיך עם החצי שעה, as long as you're strong on the way, yeah, and you continue doing half an hour ibadat, לא רק שתזכה להיות צדיק גמור, תקן את הכל, not only a person will merit to be a complete tzaddik and fix everything, אלא אתה כבר עכשיו נחשב צדיק גמור. Already now a person is considered a צדיק גמור. אפילו שאתה רחוק מאוד מהתיקון, even that you're very far away from fixing yourself. רק אל תעזוב את הרצון. Just don't abandon the will. Don't leave it alone. כי זה ידוע, it's known, שכאשר האדם נופל ונחשב וחוטא, that when a man falls and he stumbles and he sins, יש לו ניסיון גדול וקשה. He has a very difficult test. הוא צריך להאמין בעצמו, he needs to believe in himself, ולדעת שהוא באמת רוצה להיות כרצון השם, and to know that he really wants to be like השם. אם כן, למה הוא חטא? If that's so, why did he sin? התשובה היא רק בגלל שחסר לו תפילות. The answer is, why did he sin? Because he's lacking prayer, it's fine. Not because he doesn't want, because he needs more prayer. Fine, I'm working on it. רבינו אמר שהיצר הרע לא רוצה את העבירה. רבינו said, that the יצר הרע, not that he wants that there. הוא רוצה רק את הייאוש אחרי העבירה. He wants more the despair that a person will have after the עבירה. פירושו, שהוא רוצה שהאדם יעזוב את הרצון ושיעזוב את התפילות. That he wants a person to leave the will and leave the prayers. זה הרווח היחיד שיש ליצר הרע. This is the only benefit that the יצר הרע will have. כי אם האדם נשאר חזק ברצון אחרי הנפילה, because if a person stays strong in his will after the fall, the אדרבה הוא מתחזק יותר לרצות, and even more than that, he even gets stronger, right? His will gets stronger. זה לבד עיקר התשובה. This itself is the main part of doing תשובה. כי עיקר התשובה זה הרצון. Right? The essence of tshuva is the will, is to want, to change what you want. You wanted bad, now you want good. שרוצה מכאן ולהבא לא לחטוא. That a person wants from now and on not to sin. וכאשר הוא עושה תשובה מהאהבה, and when a person marries to do תשובה מהאהבה, העבירות נפחות לזכויות, all of his sins, they turn into merits. ואז, היצר הרע מפסיד כפליים, and in that case, the יצר הרע is losing twice. לכן, אם המשכת לרצות ולחשוף, זה לא נקרא נפילה בכלל. If a person after a fall, after a failure, he continues wanting, don't call it a failure anymore. Call it another step to continue on. אבל אם עזבת את הרצון, חס ושלום, זו באמת נפילה. But once a person leaves the will, that's a fall. Leaving the will is the fall. Falling is not a fall. Falling is one of the steps of growing. Leaving the will is falling. But if a person, after he left the will, let's say for 10, I don't know, a week, yeah, after a week he gets his will back, he says, oh, whatever happened is good, now I'm just continuing on stronger. So he changes that whole week into a zchut. And every person wakes up, he changes everything, all this falls into and up. That was part of my step of growing. That's why everyone knows, everyone who did tshuva, right, knows that if he wouldn't have been where he was, wherever sewer Hashem threw him in his life to clean it, right, ever Hashem put him in, that's what made him grow. Only that's what made a person grow. Everyone knows this. Wherever we were in life is in order for us to grow. But when do we grow? When we realize that that's part of my growing. When a person doesn't grow, he doesn't realize that that's part of the growing, he thinks that's the fall, so he then gets despair, that's when he's falling. Not when he fails, that's not when he fails. Failing is when you leave the ratzon. Remember that. Chazak, chazak. And the main thing is להחזיק בשמחה. To hold on to simcha. It doesn't go away. אסור לתת ליצר הרע לשקר אותך ולגרום לך ליפול לעצבות ולחינות. אסור תגיד ליצר הרע, right? To cause you to fall, to sadness, to complaining. אתה חייב להחזיק בשמחה, יהיה מה שיהיה. You must. You, each and every one of us. We must. Hold on to simcha regardless of what happens. רבי נחמן מברסלב אמר לתלמידיו, רבי נחמן מברסלב told the students, כמו שאתם רואים אותי, like you see me, meaning that you see I'm a big tzaddik, I'm a huge tzaddik, right? That's how you see me. גם אם אעבור את העבירה החמורה ביותר בתורה, even if I will transgress the worst עבירה in the Torah, לא אפול ממדרגתי כלל. I will not fall from my level at all. How could that be? אני אמשיך לעבוד את השם בשמחה. I'll continue now. Serving Hashem with simcha. ורק אחר כך, אני אעשה על זה תשובה. And then afterwards, and I'm בשמחה. I'll do תשובה on what I did. בסדר. It was part of my step of growing. אדם לא מאמין שהוא יכול להגיע, יכול על ידי שמחה להגיע לתיקון שלו. A person does not believe, not you, you all believe, but a person, does not believe that through simcha he can reach his tikkun. Through simcha, each one, through simcha, he becomes the simcha, he reaches tikkun. He thinks that only through sadness he'll do tshuva. No, it's exactly the opposite. He doesn't believe in the Zohar Kadosh. A person does not believe in the Zohar Kadosh that says that atzvut, sadness is the sitra achra itself. Sadness equals sitra achra. לכן צריכים להתפלל המון שיכנסו הדברים האלו לליבו. Therefore, a person has to daven a lot that this enters his heart. That there's no bad. Every fall, that Hashem making me grow. It's part of my growth. It's part of it. Believe in it. That's the truth. That's the truth. 100%. That's the truth. שיום יום ילמד על זה ויום יום יתפלל על זה. Every day, a person has to learn this. And daven on this, and live it. ויחיים בתפילות, and also ויחיים בתפילות, also in תפילה, yes, I have intentions. We say in Shabbos, "Tayer libeinu lo b'chav emes," right? Tayer libeinu, purify our hearts from the sadness. Hashiveinu l'tov avodatecha, return us to your service. To the simcha, what's the service of Hashem? Only simcha. If you have the simcha, you're not serving Hashem. Refaenu, cure us. Through simcha, Rabbeinu says. השמחה היא רפואה. Happiness is the cure. That's what Rabbeinu says. כל התפילה צריכה לכוון על השמחה. Everything in the tefillah, a person should work on simcha. Rav Arush told us many times, there's two main things a person has to work on. Only two things a person has to work on in life. Only two things. Sur mera ve'aseh tov. Remove yourself from bad and do good. What does that mean? Remove yourself from bad is from the niyuf. Aseh tov. Doing good is to believe that there's no bad in the world. There's only good. To be besimcha all the time. When a person sees that he becomes sad, work only on simcha now. He's happy now, go back to working on niyuf. Clearing yourself from niyuf. That's the only work that a person really has to work in life. And it's the shorish of everything. It's the shorish of everything. You work on that? I know Rav Arush speaks there, he speaks chizuk on this, chizuk on that, chizuk on this. It's all nachon, it's all true. But the main thing is, the main avodah is sur mera, removing yourself from the new. Aseh tov, doing good, is the emunah, believing that there's no bad in the world. Everything is from Hashem, everything is good. Okay, that's aseh tov. Sur mera, new. Aseh tov, emunah. Write it on your heart. And don't forget it. Never ever. Bifrat kshe'adam oved al simcha, akdusha. Especially when a person begins working on kdusha. הוא צריך לשמור תמיד על השמחה. He always has to guard the simcha very, very much. Always. כי השמחה היא עיקר הקדושה. Because simcha is קדושה. Right? לכן המילה שכל, עם האותיות, שכל is 300, שכל means intelligence, right? Brain, שכל, intelligence, is 350. And simcha is 343. It's exactly the same. Because 350 plus the three letters of Sechel is 353. And Simcha is 353. So you see, Sechel is Simcha. Yeah? Kedusha. Sechel. Sechel is about Kedusha. That's Das. Das of Kedusha. ומישהו שמח, like we learned, so Rav was repeating again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself helps him to guard the brit. So first of all, you did the worst sin, being simcha. Why? The worst sin. You just say, why? Hashem will help me guard the brit. It's already worth it. Afterwards, I'll do tshuva. כמובן לאל. וצריך שיכוון על ידי השמחה, צריך שיכוון, שעל ידי השמחה יוכל להרבות תפילה והתבודדות. First, I have to have in mind that why am I being misimcha? Because through being misimcha, I'll be able to daven a lot to Hashem. My heart will open up to Hashem. And then I'll be able to cure myself from all my problems. It's only if you're misimcha, a person can open his heart to Hashem. Like Albani wrote explicitly, we read before. Like it's brought in Torah 282, Reish Pei Bet. כי רק כשיש לאדם שמחה, הוא יכול להתחבר עם השם. Only when a person has simcha, he can connect to Hashem. If he cannot connect to Hashem, it's because he doesn't have simcha. He could learn all day, he could do his bodedut. If he's not working, he doesn't have the simcha point, he'll feel disconnected. It's not a bad thing. You feel disconnected? Good. Hashem is showing you to develop more the simcha, to look at the good points. And you can see it clearly in your life. Also, stam a good etza, like it's Albeinu's etza. A person has a down in life, regardless if it's physical or spiritual or mental, instead of looking at the bad, like Albeinu says, look at how much good you have in life. Think, say it. Look how much good I have in life. You know what? Just go take a stroll around the hospital. Go take a just walk around. Right, Ezra? Go visit some people in the hospital. Hadassah now is empty, no? Wait, it's full, who knows? There's a strike there if anyone doesn't know. Yeah? Just go take a round. Go to the Levinstein, Beit Levinstein in Ranana. You were there?
I treated people there.
Shem Erachem, go see people after car accidents or after operations trying to get back to life. And you'll see that your life is beautiful. Gorgeous life you have. You could hear, you could see, your heart is pumping well, your kidneys are working, your lungs are working, your legs are working, your hands are working. It's already enough to be happy. Besides the fact you wash your hands in the morning, and you put on tefillin, like we said, and you put on tzitzis, and you mumbled something in the davening, and shoo. Maze, and you came to yeshiva, you didn't go to a pub, you came to yeshiva, not to a pub. It's already, you're drinking coffee here, and not in Cafe Hillel, or I don't know, somewhere out in the street. Where's it better? It's a good point. To drink coffee in yeshiva is better than drinking coffee in the Chov Yafo, right? So, really should be happy until 120. Okay? Look at the good points, it makes a person happy. Okay, you have problems. Like Rav Gudlevsky, Hashem Yishmor Oto, he's a tzaddik, he says, I heard a CD, he says, when a person has a garbage can in the house, what he puts it on the table and walks around and says, oh yeah, I have garbage in my house. No, he leaves it in the corner. When it's full, he throws it out, right? He's happy, the house is clean, everything. So what if he has a garbage in the corner, right? Same thing, so we have a garbage in the corner. So at first, they have to be, I don't walk around the garbage all day and say, oh, yeah, I have garbage in the house. Okay? So it's not a... So... ובלי שמחה, without שמחה, הוא כל הזמן רודף את עצמו. Without שמחה, a person always beats himself up. כפירה, כפירה, without שמחה, it's כפירה. שמחה זה אמונה, סעדס, it's כפירה. My התבודדות, look how my התבודדות is. I had the other day, one of the days, I had a very התבודדות, an awful התבודדות, how can you say such a thing? Yeah? But התבודדות was, I didn't feel it was so productive. So at the end of התבודדות, last 10 minutes, I was just thanking Hashem for this Yitbodudut. Amazing. My Yitbodudut is not productive. But I went to Yitbodudut. You're saying the words, my Yitbodudut. That's already just like a person. I went to do Yitbodudut. Enough. Without saying a word is enough. I also managed to speak a little bit. Managed to focus on something. I'm saying thank you now to Hashem. But they said, oh no, what did he tell you? Look at your Yitbodedut. You think this is how you're going to grow? This is Yitbodedut? You see, anyways, that's how I told me that many times. You see, anyways, you're not doing anything Yitbodedut, so don't do it. That's what he tells me, I'm telling you, he tells me this. And I'm going to listen to him. To destroy my life. I'm not davening well. I'm not davening well. You're davening! You're davening! Forget the not well right now. You're davening! Look at it in the right perspective. So not well, I'll fix the not well. Fine, but first of all, look at the fact that you're davening. And then, Zod Hashem, Hashem help you daven better and daven first. But first, you'll be seeing that you're davening. The Yetzirah tells you, you're not davening well. You're having bad thoughts when you put on your tefillin. Put on your tefillin. The Keter of Hashem, beautiful. Ki yesh kazo mitzvah liot besimcha. There's a mitzvah, you have to be besimcha. Lo kshuva klal lema shasita o lo asita. The mitzvah of being happy has nothing to do with what you've done or you have not done. You have to be besimcha. Find the way to get to this thing. Same way that you find the way how to make Shabbos, because the mitzvah to keep Shabbos, regardless if it's late or early or anything, when Shkia comes, you finish, everything's ready, right? Why? Because Shabbos is the mitzvah to keep Shabbos. So the mitzvah is called to be besimcha. Find the way to be besimcha. Find it. Say a joke if you need. Laugh, dance, tickle yourself. I don't know what.
Look yourself in the mirror.
Look yourself in the mirror, right? Maybe make you laugh.
Make a joke.
Yeah, whatever it is, find the way to be besimcha. So lo mashaneh et ha-mitzvah. Even if you did the worst sin, doesn't change the mitzvah. You have to be besimcha. Ve'tamid adam yechol yismach ba'Hashem. A person can always be happy with Hashem. Hashem, I have Hashem in my life. לסמוך במצוות שהוא עוד יכול לקיים, שאתה עדיין יכול להתקרב להשם. Be happy, the fact that you could not from now on serve Hashem, so already you could be happy. You're not dead yet. Once you're dead, fine, I'll let you be sad. You can't do anymore. You're still alive, so why are you sad? It helps you do?
Be happy when you're not dead?
Huh? Be happy you can still do something in the world. Right? That's what's called the pasuk. Tehillim, it says, Anochi esmach ba'Hashem. When you're a person's happy with Hashem, he's happy the fact that there's Hashem in the world, right? There's Rabbeinu in the world, there's Hashem in the world, right? Rabbeinu teaches how to get close to Hashem. To be happy by Hashem, what does that mean? That means that the happiness is endless. Always you can be happy. When your happiness depends on anything which is could pass, then you'll be sad. You have a good reason to be sad. That's why a person, whatever it makes them happy, you should find what makes them happy. But when a person can't, so then, do anything to be happy. Do anything to be happy. Anything. As long as you're not making fun of someone. Does that really make me happy? We say a joke, we said bounce around, put on music in the house. I'm a shanema. Go to a sadna tzchok, they have a sadna tzchok. How do you say sadna in English?
Workshop.
Seminary, workshop, right.
What?
A laughter workshop. I have a friend who does it. Him and his wife. His wife does it for him. Benayahu.
Yeah.
Yeah, his wife does it. Perfect.
That makes me laugh.
Yeah, my wife told me she went once. They sit there. They speak about laughter and what does it do to a person. Also the fact that a person smiles, how it helps the person and everything. They had all the research on this. And then they have to laugh. And they have to make funny noises. And it makes them laugh more.
You just laugh.
They laugh.
He's like, ha, 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 ha.
They start like that. They start like that, and then it makes them laugh, that stupidity, and then it makes them. And it's a mitzvah. And it's a mitzvah. I love the mitzvahs. Akol b'mechir. Oh, look, we're here. Chachamenu zichron. I have to finish the keta, and I have only a few minutes, so, look. Chachamenu zichron levacha amru shemitzvah gorot mitzvah, ve'avara gorot avara. It's written in Chazar. A mitzvah drags on a mitzvah, and an avera drags on an avera with it. אם כן, שכל מצווה גוררת מצווה, שכל שכן מתנה שמחה. And if it's so, that every mitzvah, like Chazal say, every mitzvah drags the mitzvah, so of course the mitzvah of simcha, which is the only mitzvah where it says about it, Rabbeinu says, מצווה גדולה להיות בשמחה, it's not the only one. There's another mitzvah, which Rabbeinu says גדולה, Rabbeinu says, מצווה גדולה לחדד את השכל, it's a special mitzvah, it's a big mitzvah to sharpen your brain. So Rabbeinu says, yeah, how do you do it? You learn Gemara, you learn Rishonim, you learn Torah. Yeah? Torah sharpens the brain. Yeah? And the Simcha. Which mitzvah gdola? And it drags you to do more mitzvahs v'simcha, and more mitzvahs v'simcha. A person can see it clearly in his life. Work on the Simcha. You a little bit, even if you're not sad, work on the Simcha. Amazing. I did it. Make the point grow in your eyes. You make it look big in your eyes. It's called brainwashing. Brainwash your brain, right, to see good things, to see the good, not to see the bad.
How did it brainwash?
How do you do it?
Positive brainwash.
Yeah. The whole world is brainwashed. Yeah. We're all brainwashed. That's how we grew up.
Brain cleaning.
But we have a blank, exactly. Brain cleaning. They, you can be washed with sewer water. Go listen to the news. Or with Rabbeinu water.
Or as I have on my website, TV programming. They don't call it programming for nothing.
Exactly. Very good. Right?
And the worst
avera gdola, it says, or maybe called avera gdola, is the sadness that drags upon it more and more in averos. Therefore, this is the truth. To always leave a simcha, even if you did an avera. And afterwards, you do tshuva, which is also a mitzvah. If you do a simcha, it'll drag on the mitzvah of doing tshuva afterwards on what you did not good. And the sin will turn into a merit. Like it says in the Gemara, that through the tshuva from Ava, all the sins turn into merits. ולהיות בשמחה זה תשובה מאהבה. To be בשמחה is already doing תשובה מאהבה. You're doing בשמחה מהשם. You're happy with Hashem. אם כן, מה הסיבה להיות במצוות? What's the reason? What's the point of being sad? Because when you're sad, even if they tell you that you'll be sad and everything, and when you're sad, so all your zdonot, all the sins you did will turn into zchuyot. Who wants to be sad? You feel good when you're sad. It's a horrible contamination. A person can't even be next to someone who's sad. It's very hard to be next to someone who's sad. It's energy, you feel it. Feel it. Right? And someone who's sad, it's hard for you to connect to Hashem. Through sadness, the Shekhinah can't dwell with you. Like it says, when through sadness, the person's not, the Shekhinah's not with you. And also, we learned in Shara B'Tadar, Avarosh quotes of Sefer Amidot, that through sadness, you know what happens? From Shamayim, they look how to do bad to you. Sefer Amidot. So you want to be sad? You don't want to be sad. Also, through sadness, a husband is sad, it destroys the Shalom Bayis for sure. The wife sees that she can't stand it. And obviously, the Shekhinah's not there. He's sad. So of course, problem with the Shalom Bayis. So Kitzur, from now on, only b'simcha. Let's read a little bit of Rosh Moshe Shafira.
And of course, we have not mentioned sadness can result in...
That's a good sticker. What did you just say?
Sadness can result in suicide.